Good morning. Very good. Well, I took four classes to find one that knew how to do that. Before I begin my remarks, I want to do something that is a new tradition for us and one that I think is very important. You see, the Los Angeles Police Department is a living, evolving being. It is a true family that has people that are in various stages of their evolution or involvement with the Los Angeles Police Department. You are you are at the bottom end. You are the newest members of the Los Angeles Police Department. I have a couple of members of the Los Angeles Police Department that are my guests that are at the other end of the spectrum. They are about to be retired members of the Los Angeles Police Department. And I say that very carefully because this is a place you never leave. You cannot leave your family. You just change your roles within your family. So I have Joni McNamara, who's our commander, and her partner, Greg Hall, a captain. I have known both of them longer than any of you recruits have been alive. And I have tremendous respect for not only their abilities as Los Angeles police officers, but also for their character as human beings. And I will talk more about that later. But in order that he give you his best advice, and I admonish you to pay close attention, because this advice is extremely hard earned, in that 34 years of service has contributed to it, I'm going to bring up Captain Greg Hall to make some comments, and then I'll make some brief comments after that. Greg?
Good morning, everyone. And I'm going to talk to the 21 in front of me. They don't pay me to be a public speaker, and that's going to become very evident very quickly. But I have three thoughts I want to share with you, 21. And the first one comes from a philosopher that said very simply that success is never final. Failure is never fatal. It is courage that counts. We trained you to go into that burning building or to go down that darkened alley to face the unknown trouble. We screened you to have a very important quality, and that's courage. The courage to take on those types of endeavors and the courage to tell the truth. Not when it's easy, not when you're with others, but when you're alone. You're taking an oath of office, an oath of commitment to the city, to the department, and to yourself. Don't ever forget that. Do the right thing, the right way, at the right time, for the right reasons. And if you do that, these people are here today to support you, will be here at the end of your journey, like mine is today. And the shine that's on that badge will be just as bright when you leave as it is today. So farewell, and farewell, and welcome to my family.
Thank you, Greg. Very well said, as I knew it would be. Sixty years ago, my father graduated on this field. 33 years ago, I graduated on this field. 30 years ago, my sister graduated on this field. 3 years ago, my daughter graduated here. And 3 months ago, my son graduated here. This is my family. And when you walked on this field today, you became part of that family. But I have some very high expectations of people that I call family. And I'm going to talk a little bit about those in my brief address to you. But first I want to talk about some aspects of your new career that are probably not evident and may have not been talked about in your curriculum. First, you will see many good things, many great things in people. You will have many successes, many triumphs. But the price of those triumphs is an exposure to tragedy that is really beyond your understanding right now. And that tragedy comes because you are part of a huge organization that deals with violence, that deals with conflict, and that deals with life on a day-to-day basis. Last night, we had one Los Angeles police officer lose her life and one Los Angeles police officer take a life. And though I won't talk about the specifics of those incidents, and those specifics will become more apparent as time goes on, I think that if I had to choose, I would have been the one that lost the life. And that is the tragedy of this job, is that you are required to do things, you may be required to do things that take a tremendous toll on you. So, your family and friends, the people that came to recognize you and celebrate your graduation, hold them close, because they are very important in your evolution so that you get to where Captain Hall and Commander McNamara are today, and that you get there with pride and character. Let me talk a little bit about character. Character is what makes you valuable. Character is what makes you a Los Angeles police officer. You just spent 24 weeks learning the mechanics of being a Los Angeles police officer. But that's not what I expect from you. I expect character. I expect you to do the right thing, even when no one's watching. I expect you to do the right thing, even when it gets in the way of a personal goal. I expect you to do the right thing, no matter what. Commissioner Salzman talked a little bit about constitutional policing, and that's a subject that's very dear to me. Doing the right thing for the right reasons. Recognizing that how you do things is more important than the results of the doing. Think about that for a minute. Outcomes are important. All these captains over here know that I hold outcomes very dear. But the most important thing is how you get them. You can never, ever break the law to enforce the law. You can never put results over process. And I want every one of you to remember that. Because you will be tempted, you will be sorely tempted by a sense of justice, a sense of arrogance, a sense of entitlement that goes with this profession, to put outcomes over process. Do not do it. You know, I noted your guidon, your flag, and your flag is has a chest piece and crossed pistols. And I don't know if it was the intent of this young class, but it certainly makes me believe that you, or somebody in your class, is a devotee of the show Paladin, an old black and white story about a hired gun. And Paladin his business card read, "Have gun, will travel." And the theme of the show was that he was a knight without armor in a savage land. And while you are knights, blue knights, and sometimes this land is savage, but not always, and not even usually, you are not without armor. And it's not the armor that you wear. It's not your body armor, although that is important. It is your character that will protect you when this land turns savage. It is your training that will protect you when this land turns savage. And it is your partners and your family and me who will protect you. So to end this, because I know that all of you have much celebrating to do, I want to make a promise to your families. And that promise is simply this, that as your sons, daughters, husbands, friends go out into what sometimes is a savage land to protect and to serve, that I will do all in my power to protect and to serve them. And you have my promise on that.